magic that is Rude Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Hey, good morning. It's Playhouse in the morning, 8:16 in the morning. 8 degrees above here at our studio. Sunshine today, high at 20. That's what we're looking at. Tomorrow might hit 30 degrees. The Y-Mazing prize catalog, going to do that at 11:25 and 4:25 later on today. See what's left online at Y94.com. We are almost narrowing down to one, and you can help us get there and get yourself $100 again at 11:25 later on today. So I want to do a good old-fashioned round if I knew it was over when. This one kind of came to mind today because, well, you know what? Between now and the 15th of December, there's like a surge, according to Facebook monitoring people's relationship changes over the past couple of years. There is a surge of breakups between December 1st and December 15th as people have that, like, as we've talked about in years past, that, oh, no, do I really want to spend Christmas with this person moment? And then they break up over the course of the next couple of days. The next 13 days, there's going to be a lot of breakups nationwide, according to Facebook. And by the way, kind of in honor of that, Break Up With Them Before the Holidays returns to the Playhouse next week on the show. But in kind of just the spirit of how many relationships this next couple of days, apparently over the years, have ended, we thought we would do a round if I knew it was over when. At 237 hits, you can text 35270. You never heard it before. It kind of works like this. I knew it was over when, blank, fill in the blank. Now, our theory is this. There was probably a moment that you knew that relationship wasn't moving forward. And it could be as simple as, I knew it was over when I found out they were cheating on me. I knew it was over when I woke up one morning and they just weren't there anymore. They just packed up their stuff while I was sleeping and left. Could be something easy like that, or maybe you have a more complicated situation. That's fine, too. Rad, do you have an I knew it was over when moment you'd like to share today?
I do, and it was actually when I was living out in New York. I knew it was over when she basically said, don't you think you should be living in a better place than this? And it's like, this is New York. Like, how do you judge somebody based on where they live?
Mm-hmm.
Lucky you can afford a place in New York City.
My ex's place had much smaller cockroaches. So the years are just too much. Just, what would you want, small cockroaches or just massive ones? I don't really know.
I would want the singing cockroaches from Joe's Apartment.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's a good movie. Mm-hmm. Classic movie, Joe's Apartment. Yeah, you want to know the last time I watched that? It was on YouTube. Like, broken up into several different parts. Somebody put it on YouTube.
Nice.
And I was like, you know, it's a classic movie when the company cares so little that they're like, yeah, by all means, go ahead and pirate this and throw it on YouTube. Don't even, it's on Joe's Apartment. Watch it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I knew it was over when. When did you know? Oh, it's over.
I knew it was over when my boyfriend would tell me a joke, and rather than actually honestly laugh, I would go, oh, that's funny.
So you just didn't think he was funny at all, like his sense of humor was.
No,
like, yeah.
No, not even a little bit.
That's probably when he knew it was over, too, because he thought he was hilarious, and he's dropping jokes left and right, thinks he's Jerry Seinfeld, and you're just like, that's funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's hilarious. Well, then, 237, it's in text 35270. What was your I knew it was over when moment? Did you have one of those moments ever?
Well, my story is, late at night, sleeping, husband next to me, rolls over, starts getting frisky, and goes, oh, Ruth, you feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, my name is Mary.
Okay, yeah, okay. No, I hear you.
Are we seeing some recovery from that one?
Well, no. Oh, that's my new nickname for you. Mm. You know, I think that once that happens, there's no moving forward. You might as well just get up. Put on your, like, I don't know if you're wearing PJs or you sleep naked or what the case is. Put on your clothes and leave. Because that ain't going any further than that. We've seen some texts that I knew it was over when moments.
I knew it was over when he refused to let me change jobs because he wanted to keep an eye on me while I was at work. I knew it was over when she started taking phone calls in the bathroom. I knew it was over when I found out he was hiding his posts on Facebook from me. He honestly didn't think that I would hear about it from my friends.
When did you know, oh, this relationship, it's done? I knew it was over when, blank, 237, or shoot a text, 35270.
Check this out.
The Morning Playhouse.
Wake up, wake up. Oh, my God.
Y94.
Every time.
Oh, no.
Y94, the number one hit music station, Playhouse in the Morning, and a round of I Knew It Was Over When. 237 hits, text us, 35270. That moment you knew, oh, there is no moving on from this. This relationship is so over. When did you know it was over?
Yeah, I knew it was over when, after a night of drinking, he woke up in my daughter's blue tutu and couldn't remember how he ended up that way.
So he had a bit of a drinking issue, just a tiny one.
Just a little bit.
When you're waking up in tutus, that's a sign you might need to cut back, just like a little bit. Just a tish. Or are we seeing some I Knew It Was Over When text they're at?
I knew it was over when it was always about her problems. If I ever had something bothering me, she didn't want to talk about it. I knew it was over when his son called me a bee and he didn't even try to defend me. I knew it was over when I started ignoring his phone calls rather than answering them. And I knew it was over when he didn't respond to my text messages because he was busy, but I could see him posting on Facebook at the same time.
I knew it was over when at 237, it's he texts 35270. When did you know it was over?
I knew it was over when, after 3 months of dating, he confessed to me that he was technically married, but what we were doing was okay because he wasn't happily married.
Technically married, but not happily married?
What the f***?
The Playhouse in the Morning.
That's just ridiculous.
Y94.
The script was superheroes. Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Doing I Knew It Was Over When at 237. It's text us 35270. That moment you knew your relationship. Oh, it's so over. I was looking at the Y94 Facebook page and Jerry posted, I knew it was over when she told me she was pregnant with another dude's baby. See, at first you're like, wow, Jerry's a douche. And then he went, oh, no, no, yeah. I gotcha. Brad, are we seeing some texts that I knew it was over too?
I knew it was over when he said a different girl's name in bed. I knew it was over when, during an argument, he said he would send my parents my head on a platter. I knew it was over when he said he didn't understand why my family was so important. Wrong thing to say.
And when did you know, oh, you know what? It's done. I knew it was over when what?
I knew that it was over when I asked him what he wanted for Christmas last year, and in all seriousness, he said a threesome.
That is a interesting Christmas request. Any final ones you want to grab in the text club?
I knew it was over when I stopped asking him where he was going because I just didn't care anymore. I knew it was over when I realized that our conversations were just the same thing over and over again. I knew it was over when he kept choosing everyone else over me. I decided to not give him a choice. I knew it was over when she lied about where I worked to her family. Thanks for making me feel like crap. And I knew it was over when I didn't hear from him for a week. And then he texted me saying, we need to talk. Call me when you get this.
Calvin Harris, John Newman, Blame. In a couple of minutes, you have a real good idea it was over when you want to share. Certainly, 237, it's he texts us, 35270. And final sum beatdown in less than 10.
This is where the party's at, y'all.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You have a gift. Did you buy it from God?
Oh, my God. What?
Y94.